Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome to the show. I am your host, Mary Brotherton. I'm here with Jean Albertson and Elisa Nicole. How are you both doing tonight?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How are you, Mary?
I'm good. It's a full moon.
Yeah.
It was last night. It was incredible.
It feels like a full moon still to me. How long does a full moon affect people generally, Elisa?
Oh, a week before and a week after, sometimes a little longer, but this full moon is bringing about for me a lot of excitement, and a lot of people are going through this emotional surge, release and reset and a rebirth. So there's so much going on right now in the universe, but it has been so intense in such a positive way, releasing all of the past and allowing it to be left behind of what no longer serves. So this month has been a very powerful moon. And if you saw it last night, I went out, I don't know, it was clear. So I went outside and it was so big and so beautiful, but the energy is just so powerful. And we had a sound healing last night that was incredible with 12 people. And you know, it was a big emotional release for some of those people. And it was so intense and so firing for all of us to, like, heighten. And then this morning when we awoke, or I awoke, I just felt so much peace and good that has happened. So there's been a big transformation, and I just feel excited for what is to come. So I just shared that with people. I've been super busy today. I've been working since literally this morning nonstop, and I really only had one person scheduled, and it has been more and more and more just keep coming and coming and coming. So it just shows me that, you know, there's just that, there's this openness now of flow and abundance and magic, and we're all in it. So get ready.
Ready or not, here we come.
When I share with you what happened today, you're going to be blown away, Miss Mayor. It's so good. It's everything that has been manifested or planted and manifested. It was presented to us today and with open arms, and I am so excited. So I can't wait to share it, but it's a little secret right now until it all is revealed.
I'm looking forward to hearing all about it, because I know what we've been working on. It's exciting.
Yes, and it's happening.
Oh.
So anyways, and it's like I always say, it takes a village. You know, we all have these beautiful spiritual gifts. It takes a village, but the people who are showing up in the past are so ready to step from what was into what is. And it's like this big spiritual elevation of themselves. They're just so ready. They're awakening now. And this what happened today is going to be a safe space for so many souls to just evolve into the best version of themselves. And I can't wait to share it with everybody, but not yet.
Not anyway. Not quite time.
Anyways, it's like to come. So I can't wait to share it. And all our dreams, you know, you dream it and it does show up. So it's like the word of the week has been the word believe. And it's showing up everywhere, even for my clients. Like, they're even coming to me and they're like, I don't know, but I have to believe. And seeing is believing. And, you know, it's so funny how that word's showing up. So believe.
That's
and
amazing. And that's one of my favorite words in the world.
Yeah, believe. And when you teach people, you know, what do they say? If you buy a fit or teach a man to fish, you know, they'll never go hungry. But if you hand a man a fish, you know.
Yeah, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day.
Yes.
Teach a man to fish and you feed him for the rest of his life. Jean and I have been talking about that. I've been teaching Jean how to fish, but not fishing.
Well, yes, the people who are showing up wanting to understand and go on the healing journey and the path, to teach them how to receive their dreams and have it actually happen and manifest it all. And they have the power to do that, just showing them. They cannot believe it actually works. And so many people who tell me, I'm miserable doing what I've been doing, but I have to do it to make a living. Or I'm miserable doing what I'm doing, but I feel like I have no time to do what I really love to do. And then when you can teach them the secret.
Well, you know,
that's
exactly how Be Unique came into existence. Jennifer and I went to lunch, and we were both in a situation where we were unhappy, and we said, what can we do to change this? And boom, there we go. And we are getting callers lining up. Would you like for me to let Amla in?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Amla. You're on with Alisa.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I feel there's excitement around you, too.
it's interesting. I just finished my my book. And it's been a long haul in the sense it's been a lot of hurdles I had to jump over. And I feel like, I am on the other side now. So I'm ready for the book to be. Yeah, so I'm excited for
it. I get that feeling because my book is right there on the fence too, ready to come out for the public. So I get that. It's like,
everybody's writing books.
I know. It's exciting.
It's true. It's with the pandemic and, you know, people had time on their hands, but I'm really grateful. I got my first book out before the pandemic. And that was a 10-year run of trying to get that one done. So yeah, I'm just grateful. Universe provides and it was timing. So this is my second own book. And then I've done two collaborative books, with other people. So. It's coming
very
along.
Cool.
See?
Yeah.
So many dreams. But this is what people are doing now. They're stepping in because of the pandemic. They had to turn inward and really focus. Well, a lot of people are doing this. Focus on the creativity of who they are and what they came here to be. And they're rediscovering what they really love to do in themselves. And all this magic is created. And that is what we're teaching. The people who aren't awakened yet are still, they're still, you know, coming out of the slumber. But the ones that are really awakening are showing up to want to know how. And it's just, you know, when you speak to them about how you do it or what you've done, they can't believe that it's that simple. They think it's almost so far-fetched that it can't be real. But it is.
Well, I think it's also, you know, the word you want to exercise. It's consistency is the key word, right? So there's no magic pill for anything of awakening or anything. It's just being consistent, and then you'll see
it's
results.
Doing it,
and that's what I talk about. Yeah. So it's
well, you know, I say don't plan it, just live it. And magic happens. And people are like, how do you do that? I'm like, I do it every day. I don't plan it. I just live it. And I really do. Yeah. That's literally how I live my journey, is I don't plan it. And magic happens.
It's really cool living in the present moment. But I do have a question. I think it's just a matter of, like, because I'm such a deep thinker and very spiritual and just a warrior woman, it's hard to find people that meet me on the same, you know, level. It's like kind of like I'm a vegetarian.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to hang out with meat eaters all day long, right? So it's just, when you say it that way. So I was just wondering, do you feel or sense me meeting really like-minded people, just not the, what do you sense or feel?
Yes. The first word I heard was yes. And
okay.
It's coming sooner than later, okay?
Okay.
Because what's happening now is this is really neat. I was holding on to a meteorite, and I don't know how it enhanced the channeling or my, like, the gift. And I received so many downloads and messages in, like, 3-minute time that it could have filled a book. It was that many. It was, like, coming to me so fast. And what really struck out to me was we are in an altitude elevation, a frequency globally, that we are heightening into this fifth dimensional light.
Yes.
And it's so powerful that people don't know how to receive it who are not on that vibration. So they're being pushed to elevate or fall away. So people are awakening into this frequency that feels so strange to them. But for me, it feels amazing. And it's almost like it's seeing me out of the universe because it's so powerful. But, you know, people are heightening. So, like I said, there's going to be a lot of people who are awakening and being pushed from the human and more spiritually in that heightened state to be there to meet us and come for, you know, guidance. But they're being pushed to grow and to be there. So there's going to be more and more and more who are going to the heightening levels, that we're going to not be such the minority anymore.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? So I'm excited because...
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
People will get us. People will get us. Because right now we're speaking a foreign language in explaining spirituality, because it's so hard to explain a feeling. It's so hard to explain an emotion. They're feeling all this. They're receiving all this, but people who are not familiar with stepping out of an ego-based system into a spiritual trusting of feeling, it's like saying, well, I know there's a bigger divine being or divine purpose or a divine, there's something more. We don't see it. It's invisible. So the invisible is becoming more visible. And it's because people are being pushed into that realm of the unknown and feeling something so different, okay?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So we're all – that's why I'm excited, because more and more are going to elevate and be there with us. We'll have more choices.
That's awesome.
You know?
It's time. I've been just so on this – it's a Robert Frost road less traveled journey, and – and just, I'm looking for it. But I mean, you need that too. You need everything. You know, the sun, the rain, the clouds, you need it all. With weather-wise, it's the same thing, but.
Well, we're
going to
have that. We have that with the uniqueness of everybody's soul coming together in a heightened state. That is amazing to me.
That's fabulous. I am excited for the world to.
We already are
shifting. I'm just really excited.
That's
awesome.
You called. If you'll stay on the line, we might be able to get back to you, but we do have other callers lining up.
Sure. Okay.
So I'm going to
go
ahead and put you back on hold. All right, thanks.
Yes. Okay.
Who just called in from 770 area code?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
All right, what is your name, please?
My name is Maddie.
Maddie, where are you calling from?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello, Maddie.
Hi. I just tuned in, and I didn't know if you was doing a mini reading or doing just a dialogue.
I can do a little mini reading for you. I'll do a reading for you, girl, real quick.
Okay.
So you have such a beautiful, soft soul, and sometimes trying to understand things is really hard for you because you see a lot of good in people and a lot of good in the world. You understand that?
I do, yes. Uh-huh.
So Spirit's telling me that you are going to be the pillow and the softness for people to kind of fall a little bit onto you for support and help and guidance soon, because right now you just want to help everybody and you feel kind of helpless. Just be patient, because it's going to soften. The energy's softening, people are softening, and you're going to be able to be that soft pillow for them to kind of lean on you, for you to be able to give your heart to them. Do you understand?
I do understand, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because for you to go out there right now, it might be a pillow fight. So stay in your little realm, stay in your little bubble. It's softening. Like, the energy has softened a lot. And it's heightened in such a more peaceful and calm. And I'm sure you've noticed this, because I feel like you're so in tune with nature and the light of the divine and just the warmth of people's hearts. When you go outside and you stand there and listen to nature, they sing you a song of peace and calm that you haven't heard in a long time. Have you noticed that?
I hear a song.
You know, from nature, like if you were to stand outside and you would listen to the birds chirping, and it almost sounds like a melody of peace and calm from nature, from the sight of nature. And if you haven't noticed, tomorrow when you wake up, go outside and listen.
I will.
Because everything has shifted. It feels that everything's a lot lighter. There's not so much heaviness in the air anymore. It feels like there's something freeing, and peace is starting to come in as an invisible, calm light to envelop all of us.
Beautiful.
So take a notice of that, because I've noticed the shift. I feel like we went from chaos to a rebirth. It's like there's a softening going on, and I just feel so excited for what is right now in this moment. It just feels so calm and peaceful, and I just noticed that, you know, the animals, and it's just, I've noticed things because I'm very connected to nature, but so are you. You're a heart. You lead with your heart in life, and that it's almost our time to help people the way that we want to help them.
Okay.
Did that help you?
It sure did. Most definitely helped me. And, it's because that's how I have been feeling, most definitely.
You're a gift in this world. You're a beautiful gift in this world. I feel your energy. It is so beautiful, and you are a gift in this world, and yes, you will be able to help a lot of people, because that's why you came to this world. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I wish I could give you a hug.
Oh,
I can feel you.
Oh, so the phone.
You
Thank you for calling, Maddie.
Thank you.
Feel free to stay on the line or hang up. Sometimes Elisa gets messages after their initial reading. So if you stay on, you may get more insight. But I'm going to take another caller now. Who called in from 856 area code?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to know what you see for me around getting my own house. I want to purchase a home.
Okay. I see the first thing I heard was a little delay because you have a checklist and I keep hearing the price has to be right. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. But you have a checklist. You want certain things that really matter to you, but the price has to be right. I feel like there's going to be a little delay because I feel like I don't know how – I'm not really good with time, okay? But I do feel like we went high, and it's going to come down a little bit more. So I would just tell you to just delay it a little bit. You're going to – Spirit's telling me you're going to know when it's time for you to make the move, but it's going to be a little longer than you thought just because – you're asking for the price to be right and the checklist to align, and it's all being put in process.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yeah. Just have faith and hang in there.
Have faith and hang in there because I'm hearing if you do it before, just out of being spontaneous, you're going to regret it. And it's not because – it's like saying, well – I want, this kitchen or this bathroom or whatever you see in your vision, and you see it, but then, this isn't right. You know, it's because time yet. And I feel it has to do with the price. I feel like something's going to start off higher and come down lower. So I feel like you're going to see it and find it, but you might have to just delay it until the price comes down a little bit. Okay.
Well, there's a property I'm interested in, and I'm keeping my eye on it, and I'm hoping that price will come down.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing, that there's a little delay. So just be patient a little bit. And just remember this. If it's not meant to be, then it will show up when it is. Because when you connect to, if you attach to something, that's a material item, that's not really the way that it works in life when we are blessed with what is meant to be. When it's meant to be, it shows up, everything aligns, and there's flow, okay? So when there's a little bit of pushing back, it's because it's a way of saying just hold off a little bit, and if this falls through, there'll be something else that's better for you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I needed
that. There's so many houses in America. You know, it's like we get fixated on one, and then there's another prettier one up the road, and you're like, oh, I wish I would have waited, but I already did that one. You know, there's always going to be something nicer or a little bit tweaking here and there, but you know what you really want, and I just see a little delay. So just be patient.
Okay.
Be patient.
Yeah.
But I see you receiving all that you are wanting. I do see it. But you know what? You have – okay, I'll tell you this because Spirit's telling me. You have the money to go ahead and do certain things, but it's going to strap you. So it's like just give it time because if it drops $20,000, okay, it's better in your pocket.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay? Just be patient. That's all. It's not that you don't have it. It's just that it would strap you and – you know, when you get strapped to something, then you don't enjoy it because it becomes an obligation.
Yeah.
You know, and when you live in obligation, it's a house. You know, I would rather have the fun and the freedom and still have everything I ever dreamed of, but not be tied to one place where it straps me. I mean, that's me, though. But, you know, that would be a horrible way to, like, have to live, knowing that you have to be strapped to something as an obligation and not be able to have the freedom to be flexible and do everything else you want to do. Just be patient.
Okay. I can do that.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling, Laura.
We've got two more callers, and we are going to try to get to everybody. There shouldn't be any problem. Going to take the next caller in line from a 954 area code. Who's calling? Who just called in from 954 area code? No. Oh, wait. It helps if I hit the right button, folks. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Who just called me?
Hello?
Area code 954. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary. Thanks for taking my call.
Sister Mary, where are you calling from?
Calling from Florida.
Welcome.
Yeah. We were looking at the big moon yesterday, and it was nice and cool for a change outside. So
yes,
nice weather at least so far. I just wondered if you could please give me a reading. I'm having a lot of health issues right now and just not in exactly the condition I want to be feeling. I just wonder if you pick up anything.
First of all, I feel that isolated and alone from being able to interact with people, and that's something that you really, that's important to you on a soul level. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm disconnected from a lot of people.
From humans, and you really, even if you can get a small group together and talk and play cards, sit around the pool, interact somehow, that would be such a good thing for you. You know, it's been pretty open in Florida. I don't know what part you're in, but, you know, you go sit somewhere.
I haven't been vaccinated, but a lot of people have. But, yes, I have a pool area, and there's not exactly not that many people anymore on my wavelength, kind of. It's kind of a variety, but they're just kind of not the same, and I'm missing a very close friend and neighbor who had to move back north because of health issues, too. And so that kind of broke things up, and I'm disconnected from a spiritual group. I try to keep in touch online, but, you know, it's not the same. But I have health issues right now that's keeping me not, you know, able to get out as much.
I just feel the sadness that is inside of not being able to have the interaction.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like part of your healing is to have someone around to talk to, even if it's one person.
Well, I have a partner, but it's not like having, you know, a variety of people in different
spiritual.
Spiritual. Yeah.
Yeah, because people are not well.
Yeah, I don't have my soul.
There's a lot of people who are kind of living in fear, and you know, you're more of somebody who lives more in faith and sees the positive in things. But I feel like your health is deteriorating because of the sadness and the loneliness. That's what I feel with you right away emotionally. It's taking you down. But you need to get outside and be in the sunshine. We live in the sunshine state. And even if you just have the sun on your face 15 minutes a day, your body
is
like,
I'm trying to do that. This week it's been just a little bit cooler and nicer, so I've been trying to walk around the building and do things a little more outside.
To be outside. And I feel like you are to connect more with, like, plants and even if you plant something and have something to water and nurture.
I plant beside my door, and I put some seeds in the yard and things like that, and I've been feeding the birds and trying to connect with nature.
I would also suggest to you to take a look at minerals, because minerals is kind of showing up, and minerals is like just to kind of look at maybe where there might be depletion, like in things. I can't tell you what to take, but just take a look at minerals like magnesium or, you know, things that will help to depletion and maybe what you're not getting in regular foods right now. Maybe reach out to somebody who's more homeopathic or does nutrition and kind of can give you a little bit of, you know, healthy nutrients that your body seems to be a little bit low in that will help with some healing. But I also, but the biggest thing that's showing up for you is the isolation from humans. That's really playing on your soul right now.
Family
feeling
too. I am.
Alone. Yeah, just being alone and feeling afraid. And
yeah.
I just see that, you know, it's about stepping out and doing something that you feel good about with somebody else.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to do that. I've been going to a lot of specialists to resolve several matters, and it's just kind of going in a spiral, and it's not really, you know, making sense. It's not getting resolved. It's getting worse instead of better. So I have to continue, you know, on the medical path, because right now that's what I'm able to do. But I'm trying to do what I can otherwise, but right now it's limiting mobility and things.
I just feel with you, you kind of know how to really heal yourself with certain foods. And also, I feel like you're supposed to look at the cellular level and maybe like read about cellular nutrition or cellular level of helping elevate the energy of your cells. Because I feel like you're low energy right now. That's what I see.
Very much, yeah, very much. Depleted.
And it's about shifting that, shifting it. But you haven't felt like this, I don't think, really where you are right now, ever. Like, I feel like you're
right,
just in
not
this place.
Right, not ever. No, I've never had, what's going on now, I've never felt this way, no. For such an extended time period.
I just see, like, I actually see that you can turn things around, okay? But you're going to have to listen to yourself and get the right channels of information from somebody that you trust and who has those, you know, has the, I would say, scope of practice to be able to help you in that capacity. And I feel that you will see a big turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
It all stems from cellular level and minerals.
I'll be seeing an endocrinologist soon regarding a health issue, and I'm just wondering if maybe they can, you know, help me a little more.
They might. I don't know, but I would look at someone who knows more about, you know, the vitamins, minerals, stuff like that as well, and see if you can find somebody who does, like, more of a natural healing that might help to give you the food kind of foundation of what to put in your body to help your cells get stronger. That's
what I see. I do a lot of research online, so I will look a lot of that cellular healing up.
Okay.
And if I may interject, I'd like to tell you, Mary, Elisa has been working with me for quite some time, and she has been remarkable, and she can work with you over the phone. You're probably on the west coast of Florida, I think.
East coast.
Are you on the east coast? Okay.
Lauderdale, I think. Yeah.
But if you want to just check Elisa's website or text her and see if she can work with you, you will not be disappointed, I can promise you.
She's on Facebook,
and
too?
Yes, have Facebook.
Yeah, I can check it out.
Yeah, check her out and definitely consider looking into getting some energy healing. It turned my life around.
I used to be able to get energy healing, but I'm not connected with the group anymore, so I don't get it on a frequent basis.
Have you got pen and paper handy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Write down 407-432. 7088. That's Elisa's phone number. Text her and let her work with you a little bit. You will not be disappointed.
Okay. I'll check Facebook, too. She's on there by her name.
Elisa Nicole.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Also look up Your Bridge to Wellness. That's her website. And you can get some information from there, too.
Good. Okay, thank you very much, ladies.
You're very welcome. And hang in there, because there's definitely a way to snap this energy around, because when I first started with Elisa, I was really looking at death closely.
Really?
And, yeah, it was.
How many sessions would you say?
Elisa, do you remember how many sessions we've done?
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what I did yesterday. Do you think I remember?
I'd say about 8 before you started really turning me around.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Worth every nickel, dime, and penny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, Mary.
I'll look into it.
We do have other callers holding,
yes,
and
you,
I appreciate.
Have a safe and happy all day. Take
thank
care,
you,
and I
you
hope
too.
To hear you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, my dear.
I know.
All right, I am looking at a 417 area code. Who is that?
Hello, this is Linda. How are you guys
Linda?
Doing?
Good, where
Hi.
Are you calling from?
Good.
I'm actually calling from Florida as well.
Good, we got Florida representing the house today. That's awesome.
Just so. My question is, there's a house that we're renting currently, and I just wanted to see, are we going to be able to get it, are we going to get into the home to purchase? Because there's other circumstances that come into play in this, so.
So you're renting a house and you want to know if you're going to buy a different property? I keep hearing
no. The one that we're in, the home that we're in.
I don't know. I feel like there's barriers there right now.
There is. That's why I was wondering if that's going to go away.
I feel like you might be purchasing something different. There's something that's not, I don't know if it's with a title search. I don't know. There's something there's barriers there, and I just keep getting a roadblock, but.
Okay.
You have your heart set on this one?
I guess so. We were trying to get this. I guess some of it has to do with some extra money coming in to help it pull it through.
You know, I feel when you're forcing something, then it's not meant to be. I almost feel like you're going to go find another property somewhere else.
Okay.
You've been thinking about doing that anyway, because it's like, you know, when the market's really good, people kind of take advantage, and I think you could find something more reasonable, beautiful, in a different property.
Okay. How soon or how late, when do you see this happening, if it happens?
I heard the number 2, so I feel like it'll be a 2-month time.
Oh, okay.
But right now I feel like you can go month to month with this house anyway.
Yeah. So, okay.
I mean, you could stay there as long as you want. I just feel like something just doesn't feel open and flowing. I feel like a hesitation, and something's not right. And when it's not right, it just seems like you already know something's not right, but you're pushing against resistance. So step back for a minute and just take a look somewhere else and open up to see, because I think you're going to be led in a different direction that's better for all of you. And it's going to make more sense, and it's going to be just as beautiful, if not better. But it's going to be it's going to all fall into place. And, you know, it's like when you're pushing against something that's resisting, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
There's a reason for that. You have your heart set on it, but at the same time, it's because you don't want to move again. You really don't want to move again. You know, that's the
I biggest, really don't.
Like, oh, my gosh, I got to pack it. But you know what? I just feel like just be flexible, because when you are flexible, then you'll receive and guided where you're really supposed to be. And mm-hmm. as far as packing up and moving again, I mean, you can always get some help too. You know, you don't have to do it all yourself, but it's yeah. just the thought of you moving again, because I feel that, like, oh, I don't want to do
yes.
this again.
Exactly.
But you know
exactly.
what? When you get there, when you get to where you're going, you're going to be thankful that it was all meant to be, and you're going to understand why. You're going to say, you know what? I feel mm-hmm. like it was a blessing. But at the time, it felt like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah.
You already know your gut, something's not right, but go ahead.
Well, it has to do with nothing that we have control over, but it has to do with somebody else trying to help with some of the funding, or help us, like family trying to help us out with extra of the cash. So I'm just not sure if that part is all legit.
I feel like this is bigger than just the cash. I feel like that resistance is more than just the cash. I feel
okay.
like, I don't know if it's not going to appraise out, or if there's a problem with the house, or there's something that, there's just something else besides getting, there's a reason why it's not coming to you so easy.
Okay.
That's
okay.
what I'm feeling. But then again,
okay.
look, you know, you can make something happen if you really want it, but I feel mm-hmm. like you... If there's, okay, when there's resistance and you push through the resistance, a lot of times
mm-hmm.
you have regrets.
Right.
And don't forget, we're in the middle of Mercury, or the beginning of Mercury retrograde.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true, too. We're,
bear that
that's
in
a
mind.
Miscommunication.
Everything's all kind of wacky. So.
I feel like you just need to hold up. You know what? Spirit's telling me, what's the difference if you stayed in there a month, another 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Because things are going to shift and change in your favor, but I feel like you
okay.
might be relocating, okay? But I just feel like you need to be patient for some reason.
Okay, okay.
You're focused on buying something. Right now we're at the height of the market. It's almost like I feel like you'd be paying more than you should.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can see that because, yeah, everybody's just hiking everything up quite a bit. Definitely
yeah,
can see that.
It's, and what goes up comes down. Remember that, you know, it's eventually going to come down. So I just feel like if
right.
you stay there a month or two and don't have to move for a little bit, just take it month by month, because if you're meant to buy that house, you're in it. And so that will happen
mm-hmm.
if that's meant to be. But there's something that's stopping you from doing it right now. Just go with
okay.
it. Because
okay.
I feel like it's a roadblock for a bigger reason than you're seeing.
Yeah, I also know that my husband wants to get out of the field job that he's doing. But again, if he leaves it right now, then obviously we can't purchase it, because he's going to be, you know, changing jobs. Because normally you have to be in the same job for at least 2 years. So
well,
that kind of changes.
The same job, just I think the same type of work. So. It doesn't matter if you go to a different job. It just depends on if you're doing the same kind of work. Like, you could go and be a salesperson at one company and be a salesperson at another company, and you're still doing sales.
Yeah. Yeah, his is going to be a little bit different change. He's pretty much going to
yeah.
try and retire to some degree, yeah. So change altogether.
Well,
so, yes.
Just allow time. There's a reason why there's a roadblock right now. And maybe you're supposed to be in something that's not so strapping,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
yeah,
you get into
true.
Something. And maybe you need to have more of the freedom to not have the financial commitment in that capacity. Because
well, that's
if,
true.
If the
yeah.
market's really high. I just feel like there's something stopping you. And I normally would say, look, you do whatever you feel in your heart is the right thing to do, but I'm just telling you what I see.
No, I
you
agree.
Know?
I understand completely.
Otherwise, I'd say go
ahead
and do
you.
It, but it doesn't feel something doesn't feel right to me.
Right. No, I understand. Could I ask you one thing that's coming up?
Sure.
It actually has nothing to do with the house, but my daughter-in-law is going to be having a baby here soon. Do you think see that going well?
I got excited.
You got a what?
I got excited.
She got excited.
I feel excited. I feel like it's a celebration.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure everything was going to be okay, you know.
I feel celebration.
Okay.
Linda,
good around the baby.
Hold on the line, and we might be able to come back to you, but we do have other people waiting. So
yeah,
I'm going to put you on hold, Linda.
It.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Who just called me from 952 area code?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Good. I'm fine.
Where are you calling
from? How are you?
Hello.
Minnesota.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
I'm just wondering if you see me moving, or selling my house, I should say, selling my house in the next 6 months.
I heard yes, and I feel like you want to go somewhere warmer. I heard yes. Yes, you're going to sell your house. Has it warmed up in Minnesota yet? You're waiting for the warmer weather.
No, the warm doesn't click with me. I'm not feeling
it. Doesn't come up there?
I don't feel like I want it to be warmer.
No, I feel like you're ready for the warmer.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know how it's been up there. I just feel like it's been damp and dreary, and they're ready for the warmer, like the summer and the niceness.
Oh, yeah. It was cold and rainy all day today, yeah, if that's what you mean. I thought
feeling
you meant
your energy.
I moved somewhere warmer.
No, I see you moving close by or somewhere near there, but I see you selling your house to have a little more freedom.
Exactly. Do you see me buying anything then, too?
I feel like you want to wait. I don't know. I feel like you're just going to wait. You're going to wait to see what you want to do. I don't know how the market is up there for you, but I feel like you're still on the fence about rebuying something and committing to that right now.
Okay. That makes sense.
Your energy is on the fence about, do I want to buy or rent right now and see where the market's, I feel like you're going to wait maybe a little bit to see if the market's going to drop and you're going to get a better, like more for your money, but not have such an overhead.
Right. That makes sense. Hmm.
That's what I see. But I see you downsizing, but I see you getting more for your money than what you would get now. Or what? Not what you get now, but what you would buy now. You'd have more buying power up the road.
So maybe
feel like you're flexible with that.
Yeah, maybe like
and
rent for a
options.
Year or something.
I just hear you have options. Yeah, I feel like you're just going to wait a little bit. You just want to wait a little bit, and you don't have to rush.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're
great.
Ready. You're definitely ready for the move, but you're also definitely ready for the weather to get nicer. I feel that with you. I don't know why, but I see really beautiful, thick evergreen trees like around your house or right near. I just see this beautiful greenery around you. So
it is. It's completely green when I look out the window. It's all
that's what
evergreen
I see.
Trees.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's so neat. Okay, that's any more
right.
questions? Are we?
Thank you for calling,
no,
Sandy.
Thank you.
I'll put you on hold, and I'll go to our next caller, who called me from area code 330.
Leslie in Manhattan, Kansas.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Send your energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in a 4-year-old job search to return to higher education, working with college students, and I feel I'm very confident that I will return. Do you see that happening?
Right now, I feel your energy is all over the place for some reason. Like you're pulled in this direction and that direction, and you're kind of like in a very indecisive energy of just being all over the place. Does that make sense? it's like you're losing your focus and kind of like, I feel like you need to ground more. Like, are you, I feel like you're up ahead. Everything's going to fall back into place and be a lot more what you feel was stability or more normal for you. But right now I feel like you've been knocked off your grounding. Like, maybe, I don't know if it's warm enough to be outside and just take your shoes off and just be on the grass, but I feel like you need to ground and sit by a tree, or I just feel like you're very kind of aloof right now.
I am aloof.
You say that like it's a badge of honor. That's
yeah, I know. And I got a pair of second interviews coming up here in the next 2 weeks.
A pair of what?
Second interviews.
In the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel you need to ground more to be more feeling like you're in control again. I just feel like you're being pulled in all different directions right now. And you're feeling like you don't know what's really wrong with you. Like you're usually grounded. Like you usually have a grip on things. And right now I feel like you're just kind of like not knowing where to go, what to do, where to be. It's kind of like you're all over the place. So I would tell you to get outside and ground yourself. You know, take off your shoes and be kind of on the grass and be by the trees and just feel your feet anchored to Mother Earth and just, you know, allow yourself to be directed where you're to go and be more calm, because I feel like you're not in the calm right now. You're kind of in a lot of energy all over the place. You're like running around panicking. Do you understand?
Yes.
And it's like you just need more calming in your energy field. And to not worry, because you're going to be guided and directed where you're to be. And I feel like good things are going to show up for you. But it's like right now you're just kind of in a disarray. That's the energy I'm feeling around you. So it's important for you to feel more confident and competent and just have that grounding of feeling safe and secure in yourself. That's what I feel is very necessary right now for you. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, nature does that for you. Being barefoot outside does that. It helps to ground you. And, you know, if you need some, you know, I don't know if you're into the crystals and stuff like that, but if you get like a tourmaline or just go into like a spiritual store and ask for grounding stones and keep them in your pocket. It will help you to just feel more secure and safe in yourself. Okay?
Yes. You okay?
And don't worry so much. Don't worry. Have faith in yourself.
I will.
Have that confidence. Okay? Deep breath and just know that it's all going to be for your highest good. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night.
Good night, Leslie. We believe in you. Hang in there, buddy.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take our next caller who called me from area code 631.
Yes. Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island. I just have two quick questions, if I could.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. My first one is, I went on 3 dates with a guy, but he just turned out to be a little flaky, so I said, oh, God, not this. And do you see me getting in a relationship, meeting a nice, caring, sincere man? And do you see me getting a new job in September as a teacher aide or something?
You know, the man thing, when I get into your energy of dating, you're not really sure if you even want to date right now. Sometimes you're like, I've had enough of this.
Well, you know what it is? I'm just asking God. I do want to date. I just am asking God to make it not so hard where these men in their 50s and 60s have to like argue just to get a date. I want like old school. They ask you to date. You get to know each other. You do fun things. They respect you. They care about you. And you just go on.
But right now I feel like that energy around you is you're just frustrated.
Well, it wasn't about that. It was more about like little fights with women and stuff. It's not with that.
I feel like if there's going to be a pause in that direction right now with the dating. It's almost like you can go on more dates with different people, but I don't see anything aligning right now for you to be in a relationship that's going to be meaningful at the moment. I don't see that in the near future, but that's not to say it's not going to come ahead. It's just I don't see it right now. The job I do see, but I actually see it closer than September. So I don't know if you're going to do something towards the end of the summer, maybe like the end of July or August, you're going to get an opportunity.
Well, I'm doing something like summer school, July and August for 6 weeks, ends. Yeah.
Okay. I see that's going to lead into you having your job, okay? The man thing, I feel like you're just going to go, oh, I went out with another one. Oh, I went out with another one. Oh, I feel like it's going to be like that for a while. I don't see somebody showing up for a little bit.
Well, I hope
I'm really not
years.
Seeing
Do you
one.
Mean like maybe the summer or September or anything like that?
I feel you're going to date. I just don't see anybody substantial that you're going to want to have a secure relationship with. Okay?
Well, I don't want
to
date forever.
You're dating for a little longer. I mean, you're going to have fun, you know, and you're going to go out and enjoy the night or a dinner or whatever, you know, you take a walk. You'll have the companionship. I just don't.
Well, I'm just
like
not looking for that. I'm looking for a significant other. I deserve that.
Exactly. Yes, but it's not the time yet. But it's okay because you know what I see you doing is, it's like the seasoning. You're starting to realize, okay, this guy offers this guy offers that. And then you're going to put it all together and say, wow, if I could just throw them all together and have this guy, he'd be perfect. So it's just about you. You're just going to go out and have fun right now. And it's not so much a substantial relationship at this time. I mean, that's what I'm seeing, you know. So I'm just, that's where you're at in the journey.
Do you think I'm
going
to go back to being a lunch monitor in September, or do you think I'm going to be a full-time monitor or aide or anything like that in September?
I feel like you're going to have a choice. I feel like you're going to do something more full-time and then maybe do like
that. Right.
I don't know if you're going to do substituting, but I almost feel like you might be a substituting teacher.
Well, I can't be a teacher. You mean like a sub-aide?
Maybe a sub-aide. I see you more in the classroom or doing something like that.
And you think they're going to hire me full-time after subbing? Or?
I feel like you're going to have a full-time offer. I feel
like you mean after subbing?
The summer is going to lead into a more full-time job, but I see you doing two modalities. So maybe you're going to do the monitor thing and then you're going to be the aide as well. So I see you're going to have dual kind of like a dual job offer where you can do a little bit here, maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, you do this or morning or something. I feel like you're going to split your time.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be like lunch monitor, then maybe helping the kindergarten teachers or something like that.
Yes, that's what I see. I see more like
that. That's great.
Okay.
Can I ask one more quick thing?
Okay. As far as the person who's coming into your life, just go and enjoy the journey and have fun. And when it's meant to be, it's going to show up. Okay?
I don't want it to be years.
Well, when you say you don't want something to be, then it blocks it from happening. So just open up to say, show me. When it's time, it will align. Just say, show me.
Show me when the time is, it'll be arrived. I'll say that.
You have a checklist, and it's pretty specific, and, you know, someone to fill those shoes, they have to be, you ask for the right person. So put it out there and open to receive. Okay?
So just say open up.
Years and months
right
and all that, then we give it a time in the universe. And it's about just open to receive. When the time aligns, the person will show up for my highest good.
Okay. And I just have one more really, really quick question. Is my son okay?
I heard yes.
You think he's going to come? Is it soon?
I feel like, you know, he's kind of doing his life the way he wants to do his life. Sometimes it drives you crazy, okay? But
well, I'm waiting for him to get his 10-day leave.
He still likes to do his life.
No, he's in the military. I'm waiting for him to get his 10-day leave. He just joined.
Okay.
I saw him once since January. And he's waiting. Either he's going to get it now or he's going to get it after his 2-month schooling. Then he gets a 10-day leave.
But I still see him liking to do his life. So there's things that he's going to want to do. You're still on the priority list, but he's still going to want to do a lot of things when in that little time he has off.
Oh, I know. He's going to want to see his dad. He's going to want to see me. He's going to want to see his girlfriend. It's been like this for years.
Okay, but it's all good.
He's 20 and I'm 60, but we're still going, you know?
Okay, but you're still on the priority list, okay? Yes, you're going to see him, but not as much as you want. Okay?
I know.
He likes to do his life. He'll wake up eventually. He'll wake up a couple more years.
And they used to say in the old days, keep those cards and letters coming, because the military, the young people in the military love to get letters from home. And
oh, they do. Oh, my God. He asked me to bring, I just saw him graduating, and I brought some letters home. He has this whole big package, and I'm going to get a little box and put them in. I have another box of the letters when he was in boot camp that he sent me, so it's all good. But I know he's going to get married one day. I'm going to have one boy and one girl grandchild. I might be 70, but it's going to happen.
That's okay. Everything happens when it's supposed to. It's all good.
Suzanne, you're a delight. Suzanne, I want to remind you, we also do a manifest show on Mondays. You might enjoy that, and that will help you some to get the language to help turn your life around, like Elisa was saying.
I don't understand. It's like my friends meet people. I'm not a bad person or anything, and I'm not that picky. I'm just looking for a halfway decent person to want to date.
When you're looking, it's not going to happen as fast as when you're not looking.
I can assure you.
No one's knocking on my door.
Don't worry about that. I want to put you on hold, and I will definitely come back to you. I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about that and give you my perspective on this. But I do have another caller I need to get to, so hang on the line a little bit.
All right.
Who just called in from area code 415?
Hello.
What is your name?
Hello. Yes, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from California.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Hello, Anne. Did you have a question?
Sorry, it's windy right now. But I just moved to a new city, so just anything about meeting new people. And I usually find jobs more through people than the traditional, you know, put in the resume. So anything about just adjusting to the new place and getting everything going.
For a job?
And meeting new friends. Just all the things that happen when you move to a new city. I need to start rolling.
You know, I feel like there's going to be a little bit of time, like another few weeks of feeling like you're foreign. But I feel like when you get out and about, you're going to start to talk, well, because you're that kind of person to just start talking and kind of, you know, I don't know what it's like in California right now, but I feel like because of the circumstances, people are just slowly coming out of being on a lockdown or the shell kind of I keep seeing the isolation and the disconnect still going on there. So I feel like it's just going to be a little bit longer. It could be 2 weeks to a month longer, but then I see you having more freedom and more of like I see the breeze kind of flowing and you're meeting people and you feel like you finally can make this your home, but it's going to take a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah. I've only been here a week.
It's not the same. It's not the same as it was before. Like even when you moved before and you felt like, you know, gosh, I moved here, I got comfortable right away, I met new people. It's just different. It's just different. That's what I'm picking up. But you like to talk to people and you like to, you know, be the one who makes that effort. And I just feel like mm-hmm. it's going to start to flow, but it's going to be a little bit longer before you
and,
start to really people are talking. Yeah.
Invited me to be a roommate and she bought a house. So, and I've known her, you know, a long time, over 10 years, but, you know, moving together, living together can still be different. So do you think, I think we're both very, I mean, cautious is respectful. We're both very respectful of each other and our spaces. So do you think that it'll work out between to keep the friends and the roommate situation?
I'm hearing yes.
Oh,
okay. Because you will respect that. But
yeah.
It's like they have their life and you have yours. So as long as you're going in with no expectation that you guys are going to have these parallel lives and do things together and it's going to be a commitment kind of thing to do so, you guys will both be fine. You're going to have your life. She's going to have her life. And, you know, when you guys say, hey, you want to go, whatever, it's going to be kind of like spontaneous. It's not going to have to.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be different
right.
than having the friendship. But it's okay because I see you both having your lives and going about your lives, but it's just no expectation around it. So as long as it stays like that, you guys are going to be fine. Because you guys get
right.
along really good. It's like you do
yeah.
your thing, she does her thing. And then when you guys decide you want to go, you know, get something to eat or whatever, sure, let's go. Or have movie
right.
night or whatever. But I feel like you don't want to overstep that, you know, you living together, doing everything together. It doesn't have to be planned like that. It can just be if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you're both okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see it working out.
I don't want to put, you know, for me, I don't know anybody, so I don't want to put that pressure on her that I have to, that, you know, of course she can do things on her own with her own friends. She doesn't have to take me around.
Right. I see you doing things, though, where you can meet people. Like, I don't know if they have, I don't think a lot of
meet
people
up.
Are open yet, but once they start painting or doing things where you could go to like a class or take a yoga,
yeah.
you're going to start meeting people by doing certain group things. Don't see it there yet where you're at. I just feel like things are still on standby.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
it's going to open up and it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel like it's home, but it's just going to take a little longer than what would normally have taken place in the past because of the circumstances. That's
Got
all.
It.
But it's not a bad thing. I don't feel it's a bad move at all. I feel like you're going to really
oh,
like it there. It's just that it's kind of like, you know, lonely right now. But it was
mm-hmm.
it's lonely in isolation anyway, no matter where you were. So just you make your life how you choose it. You know?
Right.
Get out there and say hello to somebody or whatever. Everybody, I think, is wanting that human companionship. So, you know, it'll be good when it loosens up a little bit. Everyone will be running to go say hello to somebody. It's like, I just feel like it's going to open up and be good. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I will.
You're welcome.
Be patient. All right.
Be
Thank
patient.
You for calling.
All right.
Thanks for the show.
Have a good night.
Well, that is the end of our callers. I'm bringing Sandy and Suzanne back in because I did want to talk to Suzanne a little bit about manifesting. And, you know, you were saying, I don't want to wait the rest of my life or I don't want to wait too long and I don't want this and that. And it's not about what you don't want. If you want to manifest someone into your life, focus on what you do want. And this is true whether you're buying a house, getting a pet. In fact, I can give you a prime example. When my current husband and I decided to get married, he said, well, we need a baby. And I'm like, no. So he said, well, how about a cat? So I said, sure, we'll get a cat. And he said, okay, well, the cat has to have at least one white paw. He has to be orange. He needs to be an adult. He needs to be already neutered. And he needs to talk. And I know that Alisa and Jean can attest to the fact that Kenny is all that and more.
Yeah.
And that's how you manifest. You just say what you want. Like Alisa said, you state it in positive present tense as if it's already happened. And you just say, I'm open to receive what is best for my life right now.
I'm open to receive what is best for my life.
Yes. And I would definitely invite you all to come back to Be Unique Radio and listen to our manifest show. We have people who know how to manifest and have manifested. And I tell stories just like I did about the cat, about people who have brought things into their life without even trying hard. You just do it. It's easier than you can imagine. And we're done. Does anybody have any other questions before we close out the show tonight?
Give me this the highest good.
And so it is. And don't forget, say thank you. Be grateful. It is so important that you...
My family and my son and everything I have, my health and my job.
Yes. Everything that you've got, if you say that, you know, if you put that gratitude out there, you're going to get more. But if you are the least bit stingy about it, then the universe doesn't have room for you. So you just say, I'm open to receive, and I'm grateful for what comes to my life. And so it is. And boom. Am I right, Alisa? I lost Alisa.
Yes,
you are right.
Yeah. And Jean and I manifest all the time together. I wanted a living garden gnome, and I have one now. And I'm so excited. You guys don't know. We play at, and like Alisa said earlier, you play and enjoy your life. And the happier you are, the more the universe feels that vibration, and it wants to give you more. Jean and I talk about Gus, and when we talk about the universe, to us, Gus is an acronym. It stands for God, Universe, Spirit, and Source. So it doesn't matter what your belief is. As long as you just enjoy your life and find a minute or two every day to go out and as far as I'm concerned, just suck up that fresh air and, just look up at the sky and say, wow, I get to live here. This is so cool. The more you do that, the more you're going to get exactly what you want out of life.
Yep.
Well, I am so glad Sandy, Suzanne, and Ann stayed on the line with us, and I'm grateful that you called in tonight. Don't forget, check out Alisa's Your Bridge to Wellness, Alisa Nicole on Facebook, and you're also on Instagram, aren't you, Alisa?
I am. I'm the Your Bridge to Wellness.
And if you've got a pen and paper, write down her phone number if you want to text her for a private session, 407-432-7088. It's, I can't tell you how life-saving working with Alisa has been. We have seen angels during a session. We've seen past ones who've crossed over come in and speak to us. When you work with her, the energy is just magic, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, because I know that if I hadn't started working with you, my life would not be the same. I might still be here, but my quality of life would not be the kind of life that it is.
That's a gift.
It is. You have been gifted, and I'm just so grateful to have you and Jean and everybody who's here tonight on the show, because I feel like we're creating our tribe, even though we've never, you know, Sandy and Ann are the ones that are still hanging in here. Thanks, ladies. From Minnesota to California to Florida, we're all here and we're together. And you know what the Bible says, where two or more are gathered, there I am. So, y'all, this is magic.
There it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to play my farewell message out of here, and then Elisa, I think I need to call you and find out what happened to you after the show.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.